opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
I would like to thank everyone that's tuning in today. I want to give honor unto my pastor, God, first, my pastor, Pastor Michael D. McDuffie, Pastor Sharon Houston, also Lady Jamie, as well as President Crystal and SITU M318. Good afternoon, everyone. So today we're talking about Daniel and his friends, and we're talking about the diet that he ate, as well as his wisdom and his understanding of things, the way that God wanted things to be done while he was in captivity. Daniel 1, basically, it will teach you how God wants you to prosper no matter what the situation is. I'm going to read from Daniel chapter 1, verse 3-8. And it reads as this. Then the king instructed Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had the ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. So at this point, the king is looking for Hebrews to serve in his kingdom, but he wants the most intelligent, and he wants the most the ones that look good and there's no blemishes or there's nothing wrong with them. And then he also wants to give them a certain diet according to the Chaldeans, what they ate. Now from verse 6, down from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. So Daniel, once he found out what the decree was and what the king wanted, he purposed in his heart that he was not going to defile himself or his friends according to the food that the Chaldeans were eating. So they decided to follow God and follow his diet, which allowed them to increase in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The purpose of Daniel and his friends is to teach you that in spite of everything that you go through in life, that everything, there is a challenge to the things that God wants you to do, but he wants you to follow through from beginning to the end. Let me give you a little history about Daniel and his friends. Daniel and his friends were eunuchs. A eunuch, or called in Greek, was eunuchus, and in Hebrew was called Saris. A eunuch was a man who had been castrated typically early enough in his life for this change to have major hormonal consequences. So basically, they castrated these young men. They were teenagers before they went into puberty, and that kept them whole and sanctified before God based on them being eunuchs. Daniel and his friends were eunuchs by will or by force, but they were virgins. They needed to be that because God wanted direct contact and communication with them. The lesson with Daniel and his friends is this. Everything that's done in heaven, there is a purpose and a will for everybody's life. And whatever that will is, God gives you gifts and talents within that will. And he draws you to him so that you can fulfill his purpose. You have to stay consistent when it comes to God, no matter what circumstances or situations that you're in. It may look like you're not winning. It may look like you don't have enough strength. It may look like you're just barely hanging on. But I promise you, if you continue, God will see you through from beginning to end. He already knew that every talent and gift that he placed in you, that it will come forth in the time that he called you forth to fulfill his purpose. And we have to follow through and stay consistent no matter what circumstances or situations are going on in our life. The purpose and will of God has for your life is already assigned to you in heaven. So in heaven, everything that God has created for you to do, which is the third heaven, that has to manifest to the second heaven and then to the first heaven, which the first heaven is here manifested on earth. So everything that you need to do is already in heaven. It has to come through the second heaven and manifest here on earth. So in the time where you feel like, oh, I'm too young to do this, or I don't know what's going on, God sends someone, or he allows the Holy Spirit to teach you and guide you into everything that you need to do. You within your flesh need not to worry, because you are following the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is guiding and leading you in what to say and what God wants done, as well as you fulfilling your purpose. We just have to learn to come to a point in our lives where the things that we do on a daily basis, whether it's taking care of our children, or whether it is providing for our family, or whether it's working, or whatever situation, we have to separate time for God so that he can show us how to make it and live through our daily week, so that when we do commune with him and when we do spend time with him, he can show us every step that we're supposed to take and give us the direction and wisdom on how to execute his purpose and his will for your life with wisdom. There are so many ministries that are connected with Pastor Mike, as well as our church, which is the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship. We also have a program, which is I Am Initiative, AI237, I believe it is. We have M318. There are a lot of programs, but all of these programs come together to one collective purpose, and that is to serve the kingdom of God. When you show up, the kingdom is supposed to show up with you. And what the kingdom does is manifest through you, so that people will understand what it is that God wants for them, their families, as well as this world. As far as the rulers of this world, everything that's done, it is done according to God's purpose and will. And we pray and ask God to show us how to guide us through each step to get us to each level, from the first level to the next level to the next level. It's just like when a child is born and it's learning how to crawl, it's learning how to walk. There's steps and processes that have to be taken in order for God to elevate you and show you how to do things his way. We have a tendency to want to hear the purpose, to hear the call, and then do things our way. That is not what God wants. God wants us to go into heaven and come out of heaven and manifest on the earth everything that he's purposed to bring us to Christ, or to bring us into the will of God, or for us to even get to heaven. If teenagers like Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego can make up their mind and commit to serving God, no matter being captives, being slaves, and being out of their own country, and do his will, then we also, as Christians or ministers or laymen or whatever you want to call it, pastors, bishops, we have to complete the will of God. The main thing that everyone needs to know is that the fight that's going on is between heaven and hell, and the fight is where your soul is going when this world comes to an end. If there's anyone who would like to ask any questions or have any concerns or would like to know anything further about Daniel, I'm willing to discuss those things. There are some times in life where you have to close your door and you have to completely silence yourself and go into your private place and spend time with God. On your daily journeys of life, you get weary, you get tired of well doing, but God knows that he wants you to finish that race, and he knows exactly when you'll do it, how you'll do it, and what level you will do it at. Don't worry about what the next person is doing. Focus and rely on the things that God has for you, because everyone has different races and everyone has different levels. And in order for you to achieve the things that God wants for you, you have to spend time with him. Just like a relationship, it is a commitment. You have to take the time to become intimate with God. And I promise you that when you become intimate with God and he takes you inside of heaven, the things that he shows you that he wants to be manifested here on earth, in your physical body and mind, you won't understand it, but spiritually you will. And God shows you how to minister to the next person, how to help the next person. It's not so much just about reading your Bible and praying for people. God wants you to be a gift of maybe giving your time to serve someone, or going out and giving someone something to eat on the corners, or people that are considered nobodies and no ones, a part of the I Am initiative. We have a program where we're trying to help any people who need jobs or who need any type of assistance to get their lives back on track. So what I have done, as well as Pastor Sharon, we have went out to the streets and we've spoken to different different types of people. And what I mean by that is we've spoken to other Christians, we've spoken to, you know, let's say drug dealers or prostitutes or people who are just walk past every day and not considered to be anyone. I need to say this, people. Everyone matters to God, no matter what is going on in their life, no matter what, you know, what's taking place. Everyone matters to God. And we have to sometimes slow down in order to see and understand the simple thing of nature and the things that God wants to show us, how he blesses us every day, as well as helping the next person. There's so many things that I could discuss about the things that we do just generally. It's not about bragging. It's just the fact of staying in line with God and showing people and being that example in order for the next person to understand that there is some good in this world. There is some people out here who want to help you get to the next level, whatever the situation is that's going on in your life. But they want you to keep the faith and hold on and not let go and just wait until God reveals exactly what it is and why you've lived the life that you've lived or the things that you've gone through, because he needs you to understand that that is your testimony to the next person in order to encourage them and build them up and strengthen them so that they can go out and reach someone else as well as helping someone else. Excuse me. When I think about the tenacity and the fever that Pastor Mike and Lady J have as far as ministry and the things that they want to see accomplished within our neighborhoods, within our government, within our politicians, and how that it is not our place to judge or look upon our president or whomever that's in position in a negative way. Our job is to pray for those people and let God's will be done according to his purpose and will for those people, because he knew that each person that he placed in each position, that they would play a part to come together collectively to reveal his purpose and his will for you or whomever. And I would like to say, if there's anyone out there who does not completely understand what's being said or doesn't understand what it is to have a relationship with Christ or to have a relationship with God, for me, it's been simple in the fact of the way that I talk to another person, the way that I introduce myself or articulate myself, it's just like I'm having a conversation and I'm meeting a new friend. And that is the same way that I talk to God on a daily basis. I talk to God so much to where it's like literally he's standing next to me, because I'm constantly praying, talking to him and asking questions. And while I'm praying and talking to him, asking him questions, he's answering those questions. And sometimes it's so fast that I have to ask him to slow down just to write out the things that he wants me to say or do. And that is the same way that he can do with anyone else who would like for that to take place in their lives. I've always said to my family and to my children especially, you can make plans and you can make decisions on what you want to do with your life, but at the end of the day, nothing prospers without God being a part of it, because everything that God does, he allows you to have the permission to do those things. And if you don't believe that, you go to sleep and try to wake up without him allowing you to wake up. You try to take a breath without him allowing you. It is his mercy and grace that allows us to wake up each and every day. It is his mercy and grace that travels through us as we go from place to place. It is his mercy and grace and authority in Christ that he gives us to command things from heaven to be here on earth. It is his will for us to fulfill his purpose for the kingdom of God. Yes, we have the church, and yes, the church has a purpose and a will, but it is time to come outside of those four walls and begin to minister to the lost, the brokenhearted, the downtrodden, those who get up and go to work and work in one or two jobs, and they're trying to hold on to the best of their ability. It is our purpose to encourage, to build, to strengthen, and to let him or her or whomever know that God hears you, he sees you, and he's bringing everything together according to his will. And it's just a matter of you staying faithful and committed to him so that he can fulfill his will. God is merciful. He is willing to forgive you for your sins. He is willing to take you back into his kingdom. He's willing to create in you a clean heart, renewing you a right spirit. He's willing to build you up and renew you. For those who need rest, come into his bosom and he'll give you his rest. For those who need encouragement, come to God. He will encourage you. He will strengthen you, because that is what his word says. And every time that I've depended on God, that I've relied on God, that I've trusted in God, he has never failed me. From the simplest thing of learning how to fix something that I've never learned how to fix before, to me going out in the evening and praying for someone, or delivering some groceries for someone, just the heart of having the will and purpose to give and share with someone and know that I'm blessing them and God is blessing me. It's not important to be out in the front to show who you are, what your title is, what you do. It's not about titles. What it is about is the kingdom of God, and that is what has to come forth, and that is what has to prosper. And yes, we have our Bible, and yes, it tells of all the things that are to come according to this world and how this world is supposed to come to the end. But at the end of the day, in the process of those things going on, God is still teaching us. We're growing, we're maturing, we're learning. He's showing us how he wants to bring everybody together and how he wants to have more souls in heaven than those that go to hell. It's not about a judgment. It's not about someone beating you to death with the word. It's not about that. It's about love, and it's about that love covering a multitude of sins. So that means no matter what the situation is or the circumstance it is, God still forgives you because he wants you in heaven. And that is the most important thing. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? There is nothing worth losing your soul for. Because at the end of the day, all the things that you feel that you're enjoying here on earth, you will find out at the end of the day that it was not worth your soul. And a lot of times we can get by, but when God is tired and he wants our attention, he will turn us around and he will send us someone to correct us and to get us back on track. And it's important that you have that in your life, because it teaches you a physical limit on how you need to rely on God no matter what the circumstances is. And that he never leaves us nor forsakes us. So he's always there, even when we don't always feel it. We don't understand it. We don't know what's going on. We're praying. We're fasting. We're doing all these things according to the word. And we still feel like God doesn't hear us. God always hears us. He has a time and a place for everything. He has a season for everything. And that is what we have to wait. We have to have patience. We have to have endurance. We have to have commitment. We have to have faith. We have to have authority. We have to believe that everything that we do, it glorifies God, it exalts God, and that he is building us up, and he will answer your prayers, and he will guide you through any and all things in life, whether it's your children, your marriage, your relationship, your job. It could be anything. It could be school. At the end of the day, a quick prayer or a prayer to God is something as simple as a whisper or a sigh, because at the end of the day, when we don't have the words to express our emotions, our breaths, our feelings, God hears that, and he knows that we're weary or retired or whatever's going on. He knows how we feel. So he carries us from day to day, from one thing to the next, in order for us to fulfill his will. And I know that I keep talking about his will, but I want to see the kingdom of God here on earth. I want to see it manifest, and I want to see it come forth. Sorry, everybody. But I do believe in the full authority of God. I do believe in the fivefold ministry. I do believe that your church is wherever you're at the time, whether it's on the street, whether it's in a restaurant, anywhere you go, it is an opportunity to present the kingdom of God to another individual. It is the opportunity to present another person to Christ for their souls to be saved. So don't take it by chance that, this is a coincidence. Nothing in life is a coincidence. Everything is an opportunity for the kingdom to move forward and to be built according to God's will and purpose. And when you begin to think like that, it takes you to a new level and a higher understanding of who God is and how he wants to use you and how Jesus was here. He fulfilled his purpose and will, and we can do what Jesus did and even better. So what I would like to say to you today is that if you do not know who Christ is, I would like for you to take the time out to find out who he is. I would like for you to know that you can pray to God. You can repent. You can ask him forgiveness for your sins. You can ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save your soul, and you will be saved. And then you pray for a pastor, not a church, but a pastor. And the reason why I say you pray for a pastor is because I've been taught by those who I'm under leadership with that when you pray for a pastor, that person is the one that is going to shepherd over your soul. He is going to pray for you. He is going to commit to you. He is going to have a relationship that when he goes before God, he knows what's going on in your life. When you need him, he's there, or there his wife or whomever he sends within the ministry. But everyone needs at least one good person in their life to help them in life to understand that they have someone who is concerned about them. And that is why you pray for a pastor, because he's going to be concerned about your soul and where it's going. We'll be right back.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973 573-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, everyone. This is Mite Live Radio, and I am Minister Danielle Johnson. I am sitting in for Pastor Michael McDuffie today. We're talking about Daniel and his friends and how they stay committed to God and how they purpose in their heart to complete God's will in spite of their circumstances and situations. And, you know, I talked a little bit about life circumstances and the things that we do. You know, everyone has something going on in their life, and a lot of times they're very busy with things that go on in life. And I just wanted to iterate that it is important that in spite of all of those things that you take out the time to spend with God, because he will give you the rest and the peace of mind to make it through your week and to, you know, fulfill his will, you know, whether it be, you know, helping someone or things like that. And in order for you to be strengthened and built up, you need that time with God, as well as you need someone that you can rely and trust in that will help you understand that God is with you and that he will show you how to do things for his purpose. I talked a little bit and touched a lot of things on, you know, age. I talked on a little bit about Daniel and his friends being eunuchs, and they made a commitment to God to be eunuchs so that they would be closer to him in relationship and in intimacy in order to hear him clearly and to interpret dreams. Daniel had so many different skills. He was a leader. He was an intercessor. He was a prophet. He just had a leadership quality that allowed him to help his friends as well as the king and to come through so many different trials and tests. And we also can do those things. We can come through trials. We can come through tests. There is never a time that you cannot talk to God and not be answered. And what I mean by that is that, you know, sometimes life can be a little overwhelming, and you have to just take that second and say, Lord, you know, I just need you to guide me through this. I don't know what the next step is. I don't know what the next decision is, but I trust that you will show me that. And then you show me, Lord, how you want it done. And I've said before, I make it as simple as me talking to God is just like I would talk to the next human being, but it's just on a higher level. And when I do that, it's constant conversation throughout the whole day. And sometimes you just want to run and say, Lord, okay, wait, give me a minute. Let me sit down and get things together. But God is not interested in the things that you want to do. He wants you to fulfill his purpose and will. He wants you to pray for the next person. He wants you to help the next person. And sometimes we can get so busy that we forget about those things. I would like to take the time out to say that we at Mighty Sons of God Fellowship, we thank you for any help that you give us, any contributions that you give us, any way that you support our ministry. My pastor, again, is Pastor Michael D. McDuffie, and I'm asking those who know him, that know about SITU, that know about M318, that know about I Am Initiative, that you will go on his Cash App and that you will support, you know, these ministries, because these ministries all come together for the kingdom. They all come together to help the community, to help people, to help to understand the Bible on a whole nother level, and to be able to manifest those things in your daily life. I've always prayed and asked God that everything that I read or that I study or that I learn within the Bible, that he would make it a living word within me, so that when I open my mouth and I speak for him, that I'm speaking his word and that I'm speaking his will and not my own. And I find that when you rely on God and you rest on God and you lay on him, that there's a peace that it's like resting on a cloud. There's a peace that surpasses all understanding. And in order for you to get to that level, again, it takes time. It takes intimacy. It takes, you know, going before God and talking to him. But it's not just about talking. It's also about listening. You know, you can be Pastor Mike, or you can be Bishop, you know, Clarence McClendon. You can have these titles. But at the end of the day, where is your heart at? What lies in your heart? Because what's in your heart is what manifests, you know, when you open in your mouth. And while you're doing that, it's important to realize is that the words that you speak, they do have life. So when you speak, be careful how you speak and who you speak to, because you never know whom you're talking to, whether they have on a suit or whether, you know, it's just everyday, you know, clothes. You never know who you're entertaining. And sometimes, again, we forget the little things. It is the little things sometimes that have us in trouble with God, because when we see major things, a lot of time we just try to tackle those things and get it accomplished. But sometimes the little things to slip through the cracks, and that is the time that you have to be aware of, because any time that there is an opportunity for Satan to come in and to destroy you or to cause problems in your life or to interfere with your prayers or interfere with your finances, whatever it may be, that is the time that you need to be before God, and you need to say to him, Lord, this is what you said according to your word. This is what you promised me. So this is what I need you to do for me here on earth, Lord God. I don't want my blessings just in heaven. I want some blessings right here on earth. I need to manifest here. It's not about being riches. It's not about, you know, the cars and the houses and those things. It's about the fact that God takes care of you if you have a house, if you have an apartment, if you have a car or don't. These are all blessings that God give to you so that you can live your life and go day by day trusting him, relying on him, believing in him, and also fulfilling his will. You know, your children, a lot of things go on in life, and sometimes you just need a breather. And when you are a leader, people don't always understand that being a leader is a big responsibility, and you have to delegate sometimes, delegate things for others to do. For example, Reverend Marcus Debnam, he is the greatest guy. I love him very much. He is very enthusiastic. He's very charismatic. He is so on fire for God. He works with I Am Initiative, and he also helps young men, you know, to get back on track, show them how to articulate themselves, how to conduct themselves when they're, you know, going on interviews or to speaking to someone. And that is important, because our young people need to understand that the way that you speak and the way that you dress and the way that you carry yourself determines what the next level is for you in Christ and as well here on earth. And when you are being prepared and you're being taught, whatever the time frame that you're being taught and you're learning lessons, it is for a purpose. It is for a reason, because God wants to show you that you are someone, that you do matter, and that the things that you say and do according to him is important. God can use anyone. He uses teenagers. He uses adults. He may use a homeless person. There's been times when I've walked past a sign and God is talking to me. I look in the sky, he's talking to me. God is always talking. It is up to you to take out the time to listen. Prayer, reading your Bible, and also sometimes just being quiet and intimate with him to hear his voice. And anything outside of that, that is tumultuous, that is, you know, corrupt or destructive, all of those things are from Satan. All of those things are roadblocks or hindrances to keep you to keep you from believing and having faith in God, that he hears you and that he's going to answer you, and that everything that you're doing, that he has your back. That is, Jesus Christ is our insurance policy to heaven. He is the way. And again, let me say this to you. That is the only way that you are getting to heaven. That is the only way that you have that relationship with God, where you can go before him and talk to him. He's the reason. And when I think about Jesus, I've always said to others that I know and love that, you know, it's amazing to me how Jesus, when he died and he took his sins on us, I said, look at it like this. This is one man taking on the sins on his body for every human being that has ever lived or existed on this earth. We as one person, we get tired if we have to work two jobs, or we get tired if we have to take care of a whole lot of children. You know, we want to quit. Look, I need a break. That's not the way that it goes. So I look at it like this. If God couldn't give up, if Jesus couldn't give up, if he couldn't quit, if he had to commit, who are we that we don't need to do these things? Who are we? You know, we like to tell God what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and plan it out. And then God come in and mess your whole plan up because he said, this is not what I told you to do. This is not where I told you to be. This is not what I told you to pray. This is not what I told you to deliver. And when you go outside of his will and you're rebellious, yes, you get a spanking. You get a spanking. And then he corrects you and he brings you right back in. There's never a time that you cannot communicate with God. There's never a time. I don't care what time of the day it is, whether it's an afternoon, morning, or 2 or 3 in the morning, there is always time for God. Always has time for you, is what I want to say. And for parents who are concerned about their children and who are worried about their children, I can say to you that I've been in that position. Let me tell you something. The best thing that you can do is that you have to let your children, once they become adults, you have to let them go and trust that everything that you instilled in them from the Word of God, as well as teaching them in home and giving them instruction and rule, that it will manifest in their lives. You have to trust that the things that God is placing them, that it will come forth and that they will do the things that God wants for them. It is no longer your responsibility physically to worry or to be concerned about that child to the point where you're losing sleep or you can't eat. Something is wrong with that. That's very unhealthy. And we as people of faith, we really should not be in that position. When it comes to depression or oppression or drug addiction or mental health or any satanic spirit that wants to come against you and slow you down or stop you or confuse you, that is exactly what it is. It's a satanic spirit that has to be rebuked, that has to be cast out, that has to know that you have the full authority of Christ, and that when you speak to those demons, they have to leave, they have to go. And we do have that authority to make them go. You have to believe that when you speak God's word, that it has the full authority to do exactly what it is sent out to do. So parents, pray for your children and let them go. Single mothers who are doing everything they can to take care of their children and to accomplish their education and to serve God, trust him. He will take care of you no matter what the situation is. Continue to stand. Continue to have that faith. Continue to allow God to build you up and encourage you and strengthen you. Continue to believe that there is somebody who loves you and that's concerned, and that they want to see you accomplish all the things that you set forth, as well as according to his will and his purpose. God wants you to have things here on earth, but he wants you to be able to have those things in wisdom, so that you don't allow the things that we have in our lives, whether it's our family or, you know, our jobs or money or whatever it is, to be your idol God. God wants to be your everything. He wants to be your all in all. And in order for that to come forth, you have to take out the time to allow that to happen. You just have to just step away from life and your job and everything else that's a concern to you. And you have to sometimes just lay before God and let the Holy Spirit just rule and reign and rest on you and strengthen you and teach you and build you up, so that you can go back out and you can continue to advance the kingdom of God. It is important. to give God his honor. It is important to give him his praise. It is important to reverence him because he is an awesome God. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's loving, but he's also a jealous God. And sometimes we allow things to deter us from him. I keep talking about coming back to God and being intimate with him because I know how important it is for each and every individual to understand that and to do those things, because it gives you a whole different perspective on life and all the things that you see happening wickedly in this world. God gives you the understanding to it sometimes, and he gives you the peace to just guide through it like a ship that sails through water. Where's your faith? Where's your courage? Where's your authority? Are you using it? Do you believe that that word that you read, that you can do those things? Do you believe that you can go inside of heaven and you can see the things that God wants for you the same way that Paul went inside of heaven and Daniel and the other prophets and things that went inside of heaven and the things that God showed them and manifested to them here on earth? I want you to understand that it is important for you to fulfill your purpose here on earth. Do not die a premature death without completing God's will for your life. Do not give up. Do not let go. And don't run. Because when you run, you end up coming right back full circle to the place where God wanted you to be in the first place. And that is to get his instructions. Excuse me. So today, I want to say to you that it is important for you to know that God loves you, and that no matter where you're at and what point you are in your life, he's there for you. And all you have to do is call out to him, and he'll answer you. And he'll rescue you, and he'll send you all the help that you need. I want to thank Pastor Mike and Lady J and Mighty Sons of God of Fellowship for giving me the opportunity to be here today and to talk about Christ and to talk about Daniel and to talk about the things of God, because it's important, and it's in my heart, and it's something that I just feel that needs to be said and it needs to be done, because I want to see souls go to heaven. I want people to believe and understand that there is a God and that he does exist and he is real. And in order for you to understand and know him, you have to be spiritual, you have to have faith, and you have to believe that he is God. And once you do believe he is God, then you have to seek him and you have to go before him. And if you do those things, again, he will answer you. There are so many people right now that are out there that are praying. They're praying for finances. They're praying for homes. They're praying for cars. They're praying for their bills. They're just praying for all these different things. They're praying for safety for their children. They're praying for our leaders in local state government. They're just praying for so many different things. And they've been faithful to God. And God wants you to know that the things that you've been praying for, that he is going to answer those things. There's someone right now that is having body aches from their shoulders all through their pains. God wants you to know that he's touching you and that he's healing you from those aches and body aches and those pains in your body. It's in your back and it's in your shoulders. I believe it's arthritis. But God wants you to know that he's healing you from those things. There's someone who has some confusion with their mind. God wants you to know that he's touching your mind and that he's delivering your mind, and he's delivering you from those voices that you hear in your mind. He is going to heal you completely from that, and he's going to begin to minister to you and speak to your mind and to your heart. Trust him. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for allowing God to speak, and thank you for allowing God to move. I would like to pray for a minute. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, each and every individual which is at the sound of my voice, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that whatever their need is, God, that you, Lord God, would expedite their blessings, Lord, here on earth, that you would bring it forth, Lord God. If it's financial, Lord God, open up heaven and pour out your blessings, Lord God. Open up the windows of heaven and fulfill that financial blessing that's needed, Lord God. Whether it's, spiritual, Lord God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to touch each and every person, Lord God. I'm asking send you to watch over Pastor McDuffie and Lady J and Micaiah and every member of the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship, wherever they are right now, God. Whatever they need, touch them, Lord. Strengthen them. Build them up, Lord God. Encourage them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Touch Pastor Sharon, Lord God. Touch her from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Every ache, Lord God. Every pain, Lord God. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Touch Madam President Crystal B. Johnson of SITU and M318. I'm so proud of this woman. I love her dearly. She is truly a woman of God. She is the reason that we all come together and stick together like glue and keep things going. She is very she's very wise. She's very wise and she's very, very smart and intelligent when it comes to children. She knows how to minister to them and help them. Her daughter, Yaya, I'm just so excited at the way that this young lady is just on fire for God. She is 12 years old and she is very, very special. And I thank God for her. You know, I thank God for Mother Collins and Reverend Marcus and Lady J and Elder Lisa Brown. I thank God for all of you because we all come together to fulfill, you know, God's purpose, and we all come together collectively so that we can promote the kingdom of God, because we do want to see change in our cities. We want to see change in our school. We want to see changes with these young people, you know, with children and teenagers. You know, when they come outside their houses in the city of Patterson, there's so much negativity going on. How do we attack that? How do we address that? How do we say to them, okay, just believe in God and then we leave it at that? No, that's not the way that it goes. Everything has a principle. Everything has a purpose. And when you're talking to people, you have to have the wisdom on how to minister to people. If you're going to introduce Christ to someone that's hungry, you need to feed them first, and then you introduce Christ to them. Wisdom is important. Understanding is important. Knowledge is important, because you need to know how to execute each one of those things. And sometimes people are not going to tell you that they need help. That's when you hear the Holy Spirit, are led by the Holy Spirit, and God shows you how to help the next person. Some people have so much pride that they're not willing to open their mouths, but it's okay. You don't have to worry about that pride. What you do is you pray for people and you let God do the rest. We have to learn that sometimes God wants you to just drop that word and keep moving, and he sends the next person to water that word and so on and so forth for the next individual and the next individual. Don't get caught up in titles. Don't get caught up on, well, I need to do this and I have to do that, this ministry and that ministry. What you need to do, or what you should do, or what I'm suggesting that you do, is seek God, get his instructions, and let him show you how he wants to delegate those things and how he wants to use who he has around you. It is important to have an inner circle that consistently prays for you, that intercedes for you, that consistently builds their pastor up, that is concerned about his heart and his family and the well-being of those that are important to the body of Christ and those that God wants to minister and use and talk to. We are the vessels. We are the kingdom of God. When we show up, that is what is present. That is what shows up with us. And we are allowed by God to enforce, to instill, to use complete authority to do anything that God has for us to do. And there is nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be concerned about. Because when you're in Christ, you will prosper. You will fulfill God's will and you will do his work. If you don't believe me, look at the apostles in the Bible. Look at the prophets in the Bible. Look at the leaders in the Bible. We don't always get it right, but God gives us the opportunity to start over again and to get it right the next time. But it's important. It's very, very important to be obedient, because the word says that it's better to be obedient than to sacrifice. Yes, if you sacrifice, God can still use you, but why not be obedient and completely do the things the way that he wants, so that when whatever it is that he's asking you to do, he gets the glory and you see the growth in that individual or people that he uses you to minister to. I love my church. I love people. I have a good heart. and I'm concerned about just about anything or everyone. I'm so concerned, people, and it may be a little funny. I'm so concerned that there was a little boy, maybe a block, about 1 year old, and I'm coming around the corner from the store, and I see this kid, and he's outside. I don't see an adult. Now, this is not my child. This is not even my business if I listen to my flesh. And this traffic coming from all directions, and I'm like, oh, my God, this kid is outside by himself. You know, I need to go help him, because that's the kind of heart that I have. So I park my car, I run across the street, and when I get across the street, I get a little further and closer up to the house. His mother is actually sitting in the doorway in on the steps, and I'm like saying to her, this is a Latina woman, I'm saying to her, I'm so sorry. I thought that he was outside by himself, and I didn't want him to get hurt, so I got out my car and I came over just to make sure he's safety. Little things like that matter. You know, sometimes we think we're minding our business and that, you know, I'm not going to worry about that, let them deal with it. No. Anything that has to do with helping another person, you know, within a certain, I'm going to say a certain realm, it's important for you to do those things. You may not always get credit. You may not be acknowledged. You may not be recognized like you want, but trust and believe those things that you're doing, those things are adding up and building up in heaven. And those are more blessings to come to you and to your family, or, you know, more things to help you get through everything that you do in life. It is, you know, and I keep emphasizing that it's important to help the next person. It's important. It's important to complete God's will. Okay, everyone. I'm being instructed that we have 2 more minutes left. I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you for listening to me. I hope that whatever has been taught to you today, that it helped you in some kind of way, that it manifested in your life to give you a closer understanding of Daniel and his friends and God's will and purpose, and how that no matter what goes on in life, you can rely on God no matter where you're at or what's going on, whether you're in a prison cell or whether you're out here on the streets homeless, whether you're in a church or whether you're at your desk at your job, debating on whether you should take your life or not. No, don't take your life. Give your life to Christ. And everything that you feel distraught about and everything that you feel you can't make it through, God will help you. He will show you how to take the next step to the next level and the next level. Everyone has a level. Everyone has a purpose. Everyone has a race, and they're all different levels. And we have to begin to learn and understand what our level is and stay in our lane and do what God wants. Don't worry about people. Don't worry about circumstances. Trust and stay steadfast. Looking towards heaven, trusting in God and relying that He is directing and ordering your steps, and you will accomplish everything that is set out for you. You always need to acknowledge God in everything that you do in life. And for those who don't believe, I'll say this. There's no way that you can breathe if He doesn't allow you to. And there's no way that you can wake up if He doesn't allow you to. Whatever the reason is that you don't believe, I'm not going to I'm not going to discredit you. I'm not going to come against you. I'm not going to talk bad about you. It's going to make me pray for you more. It's going to make me be more concerned about you. It's going to make me call out your name before God so that I know that someone is going to give you the message of Christ, and that you will one day get it, and you will come into His salvation. You'll come into His understanding, and that you will become into knowing who He is and becoming intimate with Him and having that relationship with Him. There's nothing in life that you can ever have or do that is more important than Him. And in whatever your choice may be, I am not someone that judges based on, you know, what you're wearing, what you have, where you're at, where you live, what you're doing, what kind of job you have. That's not me. I'm never going to be that person. I'm always going to be the person that wants to help the next person, that wants to build up the next person, that wants to encourage the next person, that wants to tell them the things that God has done in my life, in my family's life, and those of my church or my home church. Or my pastor. I'm encouraged every day by my pastor. And I know I keep talking about Pastor Michael D. McDuffie, but that man has known me for almost 30 years. And he has helped teach me so many things about the Bible, so many things about life, so many things that keep me going and keep me built up. And also my family, who keeps me strengthened and encouraged. Pastor Sharon and Crystal and Mother Collins and Reverend Marcus. I'm encouraged by these people, because no matter what's going on in life, no matter how bad it looks, we always come together and sit down and collectively come up with what God wants done. And then we try to make sure that it is done according to His purpose and His will, exactly the way that He wants it done. And I'm going to ask one more thing. Pastor Mike has a book out. I believe it's 177 Laws of Might, I believe. Forgive me if I'm wrong, Pastor. For those who are interested, the book is $25. We're still asking for you to go to his Cash App, or you can also mail it to his home address, which is, I believe, 443 East 23rd Street. If you're not sure, you can always contact Madam President Crystal V. Johnson, and she'll give you any information that you need in order to donate or to help us build this ministry. We're not only, you know, doing things here in the city of Patterson, but we're all over the place, you know, doing different things collectively. We're also sending Bibles to Pakistan, and I'm also giving Bibles here to whoever needs them, whether it's English or Spanish. And you know, if there's any time that you need anything, just contact Crystal V. Johnson, and she'll be able to contact me to help. I'm interested in helping with children, elderly people, you know, anything with mental health or health issues. You know, I believe that God can deliver children and adults from autism. I believe that people can be delivered from ADD and all of these nice cute names that they give for these mental illness diseases. At the end of the day, it's Satan. He needs to be cast out. He needs to rebuke, and that mind needs to be renewed, and hands need to be laid on, and those people need to be delivered, whether whomever it is, child or adult. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. Thank you for allowing me to be here. God bless. This is Might Live Radio. We're here every Saturday at 2 p.m. Please contact us or call us or tune in. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you and have a great day.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located located in Livingston, New Jersey. The Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.